Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together, we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Hey wife, did you know that Anchor is sponsoring our show?
Really? Don't we use Anchor to distribute our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts?
Yeah, and we are on just about every other platform available as well, thanks to them.
Why do we use Anchor as our podcasting service?
Well, they make editing and distributing our show a breeze.
What if one of our listeners wants to start their own podcast?
Then they should head over to anchor.fm or download the app to get started.
Awesome! You guys should go do that right now! Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what today is?
I do. Do you know what today is?
Saturday Q&A!
There we go.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Do you know what we're queuing?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, so remember at the beginning of this week, we did 2 Kings chapter 11, because this week we were covering chapters 11 through 15.
Right.
Okay. And we had two things that we were like, who the fuck is that? Or what the fuck is that?
Sure.
One of them was the Kerite mercenaries.
Okay.
And the other was Matan, the priest of Baal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about those guys a little bit.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Before we get into it, I do want to cover one thing just so everybody is aware.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping, yes. Okay. Well, actually, two things. First thing is, I don't know when today's or yesterday's episode, the episode 15 for 2 Kings, released, because it's showing that only like one person listened to it, and it looks like it might have released it on 11 o'clock or something.
At night?
But then it shows that it did it 17 hours ago. I don't know. But it kind of leads into the second thing, which is that we're now doing, like, we've got real ads now.
Real ads?
Real ads.
What does that mean?
It means that, like, people are, like, real companies are paying us money to do this stuff.
What? And so I'm, we have, like, actual what? Sponsor kind of thing?
Yeah, but it required me to change something around. And so, like, I did that, and maybe that caused some problems. So if you ran into problems, I apologize. But on the plus side, I mean, we're going to have more support for our podcast just through ads. Yay. And that's pretty cool for us anyway. And, you know, it's not going to be any more ads than you guys are used to. So
no, because we're replacing them.
Different
not...
types of ads.
Yeah. So. They'll be real ads instead of us ads.
Yeah. And I know nobody likes to talk about ads, but that's what's, you know, happening
a thing.
At the moment. So there's that.
That's a thing. And so you might have accidentally scheduled that episode somehow.
Or something to do with the ads taking effect might have caused a problem or something. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But hopefully everybody got to listen to the last episode. If not, it is released. So, you know, go find it on anchor.fm or something. It's somewhere. For sure.
Okay. Well, it's showing up on CastBox. That's the app that I use.
It was showing up on Google Podcast when I saw it too, but it's like showing nobody's played it. So I'm like, that's really weird.
Huh.
But anyway, that's all I got for the housekeeping. So let's go ahead and get into the Q&A, huh?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. So just to refresh your memory, 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 4, read, "In the seventh year of Athaliah's reign, Jehoiada the priest summoned the commanders, the Karite mercenaries, and the palace guards to come to the temple of the Lord."
Okay.
And that was right before Athaliah was like, y'all killed my child, prepare to die.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first thing is, I was saying Karite mercenaries, but actually, I'm pronouncing that wrong. It's the Karites, not the Karites.
Ah, Karites, okay.
Yeah. And so we were like, who the fuck are the Karite mercenaries? What's going on there? So a lot of scholars believe that they were a group of elite mercenaries employed by King David, some of whom acted as his bodyguards and others as part of his army.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so like an elite force.
Right.
Okay. There's more stories behind who they might have been. Like some people say that they might have been recruited from Sicilia by Judah and other countries such as Egypt.
Okay.
Some people think that they were Philistines from David's time in Ziklag.
Okay.
Okay. Others think that they were a group of men who fled from Crete.
Okay.
So they were Cretans.
Yeah.
And others believe that they were men, this is the most interesting theory to me, that they were a group of men decreed to be the Great Sanhedrin. The Great Sanhedrin.
Okay.
What the fuck is that, right?
Right.
What's the Great Sanhedrin?
Right.
So the Sanhedrin is an assembly of elders known as rabbis after the destruction of the Second Temple, which we haven't reached yet.
Okay.
Okay. And they were appointed to sit as a tribunal in every city in the ancient land of Israel. Okay. There were two Sanhedrins, the lesser and the greater. The greater had 71 elders, and the lesser Sanhedrin only had 23 judges, and they were appointed to sit as a tribunal as well. But there was only supposed to be one great Sanhedrin, and they had roles such as a supreme court, taking appeals from cases that were decided by the lesser courts or the lesser Sanhedrin.
Got it.
Okay. And so there's like all these neat underground theories. Like think of like the Masons, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That kind of thing.
Right.
Where this elite secret group.
Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly. This elite secret group were just this cool mercenaries that worked for David, and they kept the Hebrew law closer than even the Hebrews themselves did.
Okay.
And then just kept going and kept going and kept going and protecting them through all of these hard times. And so then when Athaliah, or when Jehoiada called these guys to come.
Right.
That's why they came.
Okay.
To kind of see what was happening and put it under control. Anyway, that these are all different theories. Like, nobody knows for sure.
Sure.
But I just thought that was, like, really cool. Like,
well, but if they didn't form until after the second fall, the second temple, how does that form into this?
Okay, because they would have been mercenary. The Sanhedrin didn't form until after. But these guys were already around. They were already loyalists to the throne and to the original Hebrew laws.
I gotcha.
Okay, so they would have become rabbis eventually. Kind of like how the Levites and the priests were, like, interchangeable.
Right.
Carities would have become the Carity mercenaries would have become the Sanhedrin.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know. I'm not saying that they are that.
It's just one of those things that's a possibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you hear about the Freemasons and you kind of have your own theories, and then you hear about the Illuminati and you have your own theories, and then the Freemasons may be in league with the Illuminati, et cetera, et cetera. Right. Like, nobody knows, right?
Sure,
it's just kind of cool. So that answers that question, actually, in no way whatsoever, but it's just fun to, think about it.
Right.
And actually, there's one lady who wrote books about the Carities and made up all these fictions, and I did not take her name down because I think she's, like, a self-pub, and I didn't really... Like, I haven't read it, so I don't want to, like,
say, go read.
Yeah, I don't want to promote it when I don't know
anything about it,
like, if it's good or not. But
right.
this lady wrote these stories about the Carities. So she, like, did all of this research into, like, how they might have lived and talked about how they are still, like, around today.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Like, it sounds cool. Like, I'm going to look it up, and if it's worth reading, I'm going to put it out there. But until then, I'm keeping it to myself.
All right.
Just thought I put that out there, though, that's a thing on the horizon, maybe.
Right. I gotcha.
Okay. So, moving on, we were like, who the hell is Matan, the priest of Baal?
Yeah.
Right? So, 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 18. They killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of all the altars.
And I was like, damn, they named a Baal priest.
Like, specifically. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay, let me talk about something that I actually have learned in the Asimov book. This is so crazy that every time we have a question from here where we're at, I'm reading about it from, like, chapters and books ago.
Right.
Okay, so 2 Kings, well, 1 and 2 Kings, you know how it goes back and forth between Israel and Judah?
Yes.
Israel and Judah.
Right.
And tells us the rise and fall and who was good and who was bad and all that, right?
Sure, yeah.
So those two stories kind of, they mirror each other. So, what was I trying to say? Okay. Compared to how the Baal priests, this story compares to how the Baal priests of Jezebel in Samaria, you remember how that happened? Like, she led all of those priests, right?
Right. Yeah.
This mirrors that in that, he was just one priest and there weren't a lot of leaders, whereas there weren't a lot of followers, I should say.
Right.
Whereas she was one person and there was a ton of Baal followers.
Right.
Right. So this mirrors that.
Okay.
And apparently that's something that we have missed, that because it's so boring and because in Judah all the names start with J and we just can't wait to get through it.
Yeah.
That every time they talk about, like, he was good but did bad in this way.
Right.
Then we see a equal story on the other side or something that is very similar to it.
Right.
And this was one of those things. So the word Matan comes from the word gift, and it literally means giving. And it's part of the Jewish holiday of Shavuot that is also known as Zman Matan Torah, which means the time of the giving of the Torah. So okay. It's interesting that that name, like as we know it, is bad, but in Hebrew religion, it's actually, or in Hebrew legend, it's actually a good word.
Got it. Yeah.
And there was this whole list of Israeli people who today have the name Matan.
Oh.
And like there were football players, which, you know, would be American soccer.
Yeah.
But there were, there was a politician and some Israeli musicians. So, I mean, it's a very popular name today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And in the Gospel of Matthew, which is New Testament, so we haven't got there yet.
Right.
Matan is the paternal grandfather of Joseph, who is the father of Jesus, you know.
Right.
So, it's a good name. Yeah. It's very weird.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty much all I could find on him. More just about the name than himself and the fact that it kind of mirrored Jezebel's foray with Baal.
Right, right.
But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool, but that's all I could find about him. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, and that, I mean, the rest of the chapters we read were mostly just a bunch of kings and then dying.
Yeah.
And then they died some more.
And some were good and some were bad.
Right.
And the Davidic ones weren't as good as the other ones.
No, the Davidic ones were better.
Sorry. They were better than the Joseph ones.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. I had it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad.
Right.
And I was right. It was Manasseh and Esau are the Joseph tribes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, good
to know. I said Ephraim, but it was Esau.
Got it. All right. Well, is that our Q&A then?
That's our Q&A then.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. And we will be back tomorrow with...
Sacrilegious Book Club.
That one. And, of course, we'll be back. And then we got our weekly replay tomorrow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be back again on Monday with...
2 Kings chapter 16.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But, husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.